KQED.
The Sylmar earthquake struck the San Fernando Valley at dawn. The 6.6 magnitude quake created havoc, as this government film explains.
Gas mains are exploding, broken sewer lines bubbling in the streets, ruin running through the heart of town.
There was more than $500 million of damage. Some of it stemmed from what's known as surface faulting. That's when a fault splits the ground, creating a visible crack in the earth. It can tear a building in two. The year after Sylmar, state legislators in Sacramento passed the Alquist-Priolo Act. It requires the state to compile detailed maps of active surface faults and bans developers from building on top of them.
As you can see, this is the fault activity map for California. This is the one.
John Parrish is head of the California Geological Survey, the state agency tasked with identifying these dangerous faults. He spreads out a map that shows the state riddled with snaking lines.
There are 15,000 faults on this map.
15,000?
Yes. But if we said you can't build near or on any fault, that simply would stop California's economy.
For that reason, the Alquist-Priolo Act focuses only on active faults, faults that shook sometime in the last 11,000 years. Once state geologists identify an active fault, they need to create a rough map of where it might be and put a buffer zone around it. Any developer looking to build in that zone must first dig a trench or bore holes in the ground to pinpoint the exact location of the fracture, says Parrish.
And that's what the developer needs to find out so he can set back from developing right on those faults.
That means setting buildings back at least 50 feet from the fault. Right now, the state agency is busy mapping a potentially dangerous fault running right under the bustling streets of Hollywood. It's an area that USC Earth Sciences professor James Dolan knows well.
In mapping the Hollywood Fault, the first step is to just look in great detail at the contours of the landscape, the shape of the ground surface.
Dolan says faults that rupture the surface often thrust one side of land over the other, creating hills known as scarps. When he studied the Hollywood Fault in the 1990s, his team looked for evidence of scarping in historical records.
And we were greatly aided by these beautiful old topographic maps that were done in great gory detail by guys, in the backs of Model Ts and probably on, horseback almost 100 years ago.
Even though some of the scarp has since been bulldozed or eroded, Dolan says you can detect part of it at the iconic corner of Hollywood and Vine, especially if you're on two wheels.
Okay, so I'm on my bike. Starting out, pretty easy to pedal here. Oh man, suddenly it is really steep. This is really hard. Okay, can I do it? No, I can't do it. I can't even bike up this hill.
Okay, it's not that I'm in terrible shape. This is one steep hill created by a megaquake around 7,000 years ago. To map faults like this and others, state geologists hunt down old aerial photographs, academic maps, construction records, and borehole samples from various archives.
Here is Alquist-Priolo earthquake fault zone map in the Fremont area.
Despite the challenges, state geologist John Parrish says his department has created 554 Alquist-Priolo zone maps, like this one of Alameda County. But since 2003, that work has nearly come to a halt. And they still have about 300 maps to go.
In the last 10 years, we've probably produced a map or two per year. But at this rate, it'll take us 300 years, of course, to do that.
Parrish says budget cuts are to blame. Over the past decade, while the state had billions of dollars of budget deficits to close, legislators slashed the California Geological Survey's budget. Parrish says that cut the pot of funds used for projects like mapping Alquist-Priolo zones nearly in half. But for Democratic Assemblyman Mike Gatto, less money is no excuse. Gatto, who represents the Burbank-Glendale area, says the state's geological survey should make Alquist-Priolo maps a priority.
The question remains, do these government agencies have a duty to still perform what they are mandated to do so with the resources that are available at any given time? And of course, the answer is yes.
Of course, both legislators and geologists agree that after the next major quake, funding for projects like this will no doubt spike. The problem is, by then, the damage may already be done. For KQED News, I'm Sandon Totten.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Wincote Foundation, and the Amgen Foundation.